With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. At least 8 cases of H5N1 avian flu are confirmed in West Bay after an outbreak at a farm on Cemetery Road. Acting Agriculture Minister, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta.
Our government is treating this matter with the utmost seriousness and has mobilized all necessary resources to contain and manage this situation swiftly. The health and safety of all Caymanians and our agricultural sector is our top priority, and we are working across agencies to ensure a coordinated response.
On Friday, government confirmed the detection of bird flu in a single bird after the discovery of a number of dead turkeys at the farm. Since then, containment measures have been put in place, including biosecurity protocols, cordoning off affected areas and putting humans who were in contact with infected birds on preventative medication. Avian influenza is an infectious disease that primarily affects birds, but it can transmit to humans who are in close contact with them. There continue to be no human cases of H5N1 avian influenza in the Cayman Islands. Health Minister, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes.
This situation highlights the importance of recognizing the connection between human, animal, and environmental health, but also in working collaboratively to ensure the best possible outcomes for all.
The Department of Environmental Health says all food deemed unfit for human consumption is condemned and destroyed. In the meantime, you're reminded to practice good hygiene like hand washing and making sure that your food is cooked through.
As we enter the festive season, and especially with Cayman Thanksgiving right around the corner, let us work together to keep our families and our communities safe.
Over the weekend, the Department of Agriculture began the depopulation of birds within the impacted area and collected additional samples for testing. Special permission has been granted to cull feral birds at the site and the added area of observation. All remaining poultry at the initial farm have been removed, and carcasses have been managed and disposed by the DEH. Additional sanitation measures have been put in place in some parts of West Bay, with vehicles and footwear being disinfected before exiting the area in order to, quote, reduce the risk of spread. The Cayman Islands National Attractions Authority Director Patrick Thompson is placed on administrative leave. In a Friday night statement, the SENA board said the move follows an ongoing internal audit service investigation into a, quote, number of serious allegations concerning the director and other senior staff. The general manager of the Botanic Park is now acting director for SENA until further notice. In other news, scams galore. After warning you about fake vehicle sale ads on Facebook, now the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service wants you to be on the lookout for online property rental scams. Police were alerted to the scam on November 24th after a victim reported sending $5,400 to a seller claiming to have a property available for rent. That matter is currently under investigation, and it's a good reminder about the, quote, prevalence of fraudulent advertisements on online platforms. Police say when looking at online advertisement listings, particularly for rentals and vehicle purposes, it's important to keep an eye out for red flags like payment instructions via third-party platforms or overseas bank accounts, urgency and pressure to act quickly, and communication cut immediately after payment. If you believe you've been a victim of such a scam, contact the RCIPS on 949-4222. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Rescue workers in Indonesia are trying to reach survivors of devastating floods that have submerged much of Sumatra. The number of dead has risen to almost 600 as bodies are found buried under mud. Sri Lankan officials say the extent of the island's flood damage is only now being revealed as relief workers clear blocked roads. 340 people have been killed. There's also been destruction in Thailand, Malaysia, and the Philippines. More harrowing accounts have emerged of mass killings and rape at the hands of the RSF paramilitaries in Sudan's Darfur region. Survivors have told the BBC the fighters shot indiscriminately as they captured Al-Fasha in late October. Russian attacks on Ukraine have continued, with airstrikes killing 3 people in Dnipro. The Kremlin has confirmed Vladimir Putin will meet Donald Trump's envoy on Tuesday to discuss Russia's war. Presidents Macron and Zelensky are meeting in Paris. That's the latest world news from the BBC.